There are times in our lives where we simply always feel like we're meant to be somewhere else other than where we are right now. When I get here, when I get there, when I get this, don't always be in a state of want. That is not what God has for you. On this episode of A Great Life, we'll be discussing why surrenderance to the Lord leaves you lacking nothing. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks a little bit different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. So as I prepared for the day, I honestly didn't know what I was going to talk about. I'll be honest, this podcast is the Lord's podcast. So I never want to get too tied to an idea or a topic. I always like to listen for that still small voice to give me direction. And so as I went on about my day, I wrote down a to-do list and I started hashing it out one by one. You know, if you work from home or you're an entrepreneur, or if you partially work from home, then you understand that you gotta create your day. Like, nobody is going to tell you yes or no. It is up to you to be disciplined and obedient to the vision and the tasks that you know that you must adhere to. So I'm making my to-do list and I'm like, okay, I have to record my episode today, right? Because we are being consistent. Because we understand that consistency is for us. We are blessed to be consistent in something, especially anything that glorifies the Lord. It is for us. It is for our personal growth. And whatever God wants to do with it, He will do accordingly. So I'm like, yep, I got to record my podcast today because my schedule is looking like X, Y, and Z. And this is the time to do it to make sure I show up. Somebody, even if it's just one person, even if it's just me, is expecting me to drop that new podcast episode on Sunday, so I gotta be there. So I'm gonna go ahead and set up my equipment, have my husband lock my shot in, bop, bop, and we gonna do what we do. And I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna listen for the Lord to tell me what to do. And so as I was preparing, I hear Psalm 23. So I go open up the Bible to Psalm 23, NIV. And I see, the Lord is my shepherd. I am lacking nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. There has been a trend in my life where I've personally decided that I am going to fall in love with every era of my life, and that I no longer want to be attached to a victim mindset, but a victor mindset, and that the mundaneness of life will become my fullness in life. When I heard the Lord whisper Psalm 23 to me in connection to this week's episode, it was just affirmment that my heart is being guided in the right place. You see, sometimes I feel like we're sold these ideas of what life should look like. And once you build this amazing life for yourself, then you can decide to, you know, settle down, get married, have kids, blah, 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 blah. And there's this movement of life that is supposed to happen a certain way and it's meant to look a certain way. What I want to say today is, don't always be in a state of want. Allow yourself to be content with where you are right now. because it is in falling in love with the eras of your life in present time is where you will really see Psalm 23 come to life. You see, David understood that it is through God that you find peace, stillness, calmness, goodness, overflow, abundance, prosperity. All of these things that the world will tell us we find in networking, partying, exploration, everything outside of not only your home, but outside of your complete self, outside of your natural environment is where you find all of these treasures that life has to offer. But the truth is, all of the treasures of the world were placed there long before you and I ever existed. So it is only through Christ Jesus that we find true fulfillment in all walks of our life. David says, he starts it off with, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing." A shepherd is a person that leads the flock. They lead the sheep. It's almost like you don't even really have to think about where you're going. You just follow the shepherd. And you can trust that by following the shepherd, you're going to eat. You're going to be safe. You ain't got to think about going left, right, up or down. All you have to do is follow the shepherd, because when you do that, you lack nothing. There are times in our lives where we simply always feel like we're meant to be somewhere else other than where we are right now. That is not what God has for you. Because right here in Psalm 23, it simply says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing." If you are in a state of always lacking something, when I get here, when I get there, when I get this, okay, but when I get my new car, then I'm gonna be stepping, you know? When I just need to get this raise, you know what I'm saying? Like, once I get this raise, then I'm gonna be happy. Then I'll have a, yeah. And if that's the mentality that you're in, if you're just waiting for something, always in this mindset of waiting for something, I challenge you to read Ecclesiastes, because Ecclesiastes tells you that none of that matters. That the only thing that matters is being able to enjoy the fruit of your labor, because that is the true blessing of God. There are people out here who are blessed and graced with more money than they'll ever be able to spend, more material things they'll ever be able to use, the best relationships the world could possibly offer. And they cannot enjoy any of it. There are people who have everything under the sun and no enjoyment. And the book of Ecclesiastes talks about how when you are able to simply enjoy what you have, whether great, whether small, you are blessed. That is evidence of God's hand in your life. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He then proceeds to go into, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He refreshes my soul." It is God who gives us rest. It is God who gives us peace. It is God who is the refresher of the soul. You see, a lot of times we're giving credit to things that are not life-giving. We're giving credit to that elaborate, overpriced vacation that is meant to refresh you. When in reality, a lot of times, it is simply emptying your bank account. And it requires so much energy to enjoy the vacation. You come back home more tired than you was when you left for the vacation. You might have a tan, maybe some new souvenirs and some new clothes, but you don't come back feeling rested. It is the Lord that refreshes you. It is the Lord that prospers you, true prosperity. You see, when God gives you something, it has an overflow to it. It doesn't require you to give so much of yourself where you are just tired. That ain't you tired. No, when God is in the mix, you lack nothing. You don't lack sleep. You don't lack rest. You don't lack prosperity. You don't lack relationships. You don't lack opportunity. You don't lack. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and He will direct your path. Psalm 23 says, "He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake." The shepherd must lead his flock to the paths of righteousness. God will always lead us down a good path, a path so good that worry don't exist there. Lacking doesn't exist there. Wanting doesn't exist there. You can literally wake up every morning wanting and lacking nothing, feeling fulfilled, feeling blessed and full of gratitude. But you have to be following the shepherd. It can't be the voices of the world that are leading you. It has to be the voice of God. Though, what would Jesus do type of mentality? All of this is to say, ask yourself, who's your shepherd? Who's leading you? Who's influencing you? Who's causing you to have a spirit of lack in your life? What things are you chasing that require you to always be in the mentality of want? The mindset of, I just need when I get. And then walk away from those shepherds. Put them all down and say, Lord Jesus, Father in heaven, I come to you humbly, wholeheartedly, and grateful to not only know that you exist, but to know that you are the great shepherd and that through you I lack nothing. So lead my paths, Lord Jesus. Lead me beside the still waters and the green pastures. Create rest in my life, Lord Jesus. Show me the path of the righteous so that I may embark in your glorious overflow. Lord, you are everything. You are the only blessing I need in my life. Because through you is life. And that life is the light in me. It is the fullness in my belly that I've been waiting for. Father, we thank you, Lord, for a wonderful message. May you acknowledge the good shepherd in your life today, because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly pray this episode has blessed you. For more A Great Life, head over to madebypair.com and join my newsletter and blogging community. And if you'd like to support this podcast and channel, make sure you subscribe and tell a friend. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Pebris. Peace. A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear. Reimagine your reality in 30 nights with the Nightly Affirmation Journal. Order today at madebypair.com.